Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, hour number 3, episode number 92 of the most interactive sports radio show in South Carolina. Great to have you with us. We are live at the BMW Pro-Am Celebrity Golf Tournament at Thornblade in Greer, South Carolina. We've got an amazing view of all of the action. Able to see the golfers coming up for the ninth on the ninth green, so we're seeing the balls land. Hopefully, one of these errant shots will hit Lonzo here, because we're right at the level where that would happen.
That would be bad, because that would mean someone hit a big time shank. I wouldn't want that to happen.
From where we are, it's not impossible. I bet you some of these windows behind us have been shattered before.
I got to ask you a question, because we can see the leaderboard from here. Can you see it? I mean, because I need glasses that I don't have on, and it just switched. I think the leader is at minus 12.
Correct.
I cannot
Love
see his name.
Love is at minus 11. And you're right. It is difficult to see the name.
I think it's Reese, maybe?
Right. And so here we are. Folks, do you have black streaks on your roof? Is that algae eating away at your shingles? Have you noticed the green in any way, shape, or form growing on your vinyl? How about seeing the clay and oil stains, those unsightly things that happen on your driveway? I've always said, you know, there's nothing that makes enhances appearance more than, like, you know, a freshly paved area, a paved area that doesn't have stains. You need to call the pros over at Precision Pro Wash, 864-7249-274. They're the experts at bringing the exterior of your home back to life. That's 864-724-9274. And they'll make your place look outstanding again from the outside of your home, whether it be mold or any kind of moisture issue. All you need to do is go to precisionprowash.com. Precisionprowash.com. They will take care of you. And I know, Lonzo, I speak for you when I say we're really happy and thankful, grateful that Precision Pro Wash brought us out here today, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. And we're watching a guy right now, and hopefully he can't hear us. A golfer is on 9, and he's lining up his shot. He's bent over, posing, looking to see how he needs to go.
I don't know if that's how I would describe him, Lonzo.
Is that a hat or is that a wig? No, that's a hat.
He was bent over posing, ladies and gentlemen. The golf analysis from one Lonzo.
So you know, that's more proof that I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
What would you have said he was doing?
He is readying for his next shot. He's lining up his next shot.
So that's what seven years of college taught you.
That's what that's called. It is not bending over and posing.
I believe doing that golf pose that we see all golfers do,
which
is not necessary to line up, but they're just like, they do that.
That's what Madonna meant when she said strike a pose. I think she meant something entirely different from that.
How 90s of you.
Yes. In any case, we do it each and every day at this time. We call it the top three at three, and the top three at three begins right now. Hey, it's a violation of top three of three rules.
The thing. It's the first time he's done it, and he's nervous about it like I am every stinking day. So don't blame him. Blame me. That's fine.
No problem. All right, at number three, the NCAA, they're making a change to the game at a fundamental level, and I, for one, am down with it. NCAA basketball is moving the three-point line back, folks. I think this is tremendous. By the way, you know, the only thing that stinks about it is when you go shoot hoops, all the old school courts have the old school line from before they moved it back to begin with, right? And so, you know, when I go to shoot hoops, I want to know that I can make a legitimate three-pointer. Well, the NCAA is moving the three-point line back to the exact distance of the international line. 22 feet, 11 inches away from the rim. Between you and I would be totally cool if they mirrored it if they mirrored what the NBA is doing. I know these guys aren't the shooter Steph Curry is, but here's what happens. And you heard me earlier in the show say, I prefer women's tennis to men's. I prefer women's soccer to men's because it's a more wide-open game. The further you move the three-point line back, the more wide-open the game is, the more the game opens up, and the more stars can truly be stars. I think a guy like Zion Williamson will be a bigger star in the pros than he was in college because of the way they collapse the lane and so on and so forth on star players. It's hard for individual guys to stand out at that collegiate level, so you can imagine how great Zion Williamson truly is. But I love it. I think the NBA, I think the three-point shot has become, I don't want to say a layup, but more of a free throw for the really good shooters in college basketball, and I'd really like to see it be more of a challenge. So you move the three-point line back, I'm down. I'm down. And that's, yet again, something else I would dominate Lonzo in. Next up. At number two, folks, today, our number two top three at three topic of the day, I find this completely fascinating. So what we are looking at right here is the most ESPN 300 college recruiting commitments between college football rivalries, okay? So if you add them up, if you total them between the rivalries, what rivalry has the greatest number of ESPN top 300 commitments? What rivalry in college football is bringing in the most talented players in the country? I, for one, love things like this. So here we go. Coming in in sixth place, we have Ohio State and Michigan.
Really?
With a total of seven ESPN 300 commitments in the 2019 class for that particular rivalry. Coming in fifth place, we have the Red River Showdown between Oklahoma and Texas with nine total commits. Now pay attention to the numbers now here. Seven for Ohio State, Michigan, nine for Oklahoma and Texas. All right. In fourth place, we have the Sunshine Showdown of Florida State and Miami with 12 ESPN 300 commitments between the two of them. At number three, we have Florida and Georgia, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. They don't want me to say that anymore, and I don't care because that's what it's always been to me, and that's what the game I'll always call the game. Florida and Georgia have a combined 14 ESPN top 300 players in the top ESPN college recruiting rankings. They're number three. Number two, Alabama and Auburn, the Iron Bowl, have 15 total commitments among the ESPN 300, among the top 300 ESPN college football players in the country. Who do you think is leading the way? What rivalry in college football do you think is leading the way with the most talented players in the country playing, committed to playing? None other than the Palmetto rivalry. And yes, it's a little bit top-heavy here. It's kind of skewed. The seesaw is skewed in one direction. Clemson has 14 ESPN 300 commitments. South Carolina has five. But five itself is a great number. Michigan has one. Texas has four. Auburn has two. South Carolina has significantly more than those schools. A total of 19 ESPN 300 commitments for the Palmetto rivalry. I'm here to tell you, Clemson is dominating. South Carolina is doing very, very well. And if you're a Clemson fan, you might want to be wary of the fact that Will Muschamp, my opinion, is on the verge of taking this South Carolina recruiting class from second tier to the top tier. This is becoming, with Luke Doty, new quarterback commit, doing the recruiting, a banner class for one Will Muschamp. At least it looks to be on paper. And finally, folks, I saw something the other day that baffled me more so than anything that's baffled me at all in the last couple of months as somebody whose job it is to pore and scour and read as many things as I can possibly get my eyes on. I couldn't believe this. Clemson University did not sell out one football game in the entirety of last year's football season. That is an embarrassment. That is a joke. If Clemson can't sell out one football game, There should never be a school in college football that is selling out anything, and yet they are. And I've had people defending Clemson here today saying, well, they were at 98% capacity. No, brother, you didn't sell out one single game, and you had the number one team in the nation. Does anybody have any explanation for that? Look, I've looked at this a little bit. I've gone into depth in this. The capacity at Death Valley is somewhere between 80 and 81,000. There is almost a million people that live in the upstate, a majority of whom call themselves Clemson fans. So if a majority of a million people live within an hour of Death Valley, most of which call themselves Clemson fans, and Death Valley can't get 81,000 people for a football game, folks, you got some splaining to do. I realize that attendance is down in college football over the last 5 years. It's actually declined each of the last 5 years. I realize that ticket prices have soared. I realize that traveling annoys you. I realize that you want to be connected to social media during the game, and the Wi-Fi signal inside the stadiums isn't the best. I realize that traveling is a pain in the butt. And I say this all to you as somebody in me who prefers to watch the games at home himself. Still, when I watch the University of Florida on TV, if there's any portion of the stadium empty and it's visible on TV, I know that's a bad look. For the national champion to have to not sell out one game in an entire season, this isn't Clemson's fault. It's not Dabo's fault. It's your fault, the fans of the Clemson Tigers. Those are today's top three at three, and now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. You can get to us on Twitter at Mark Ryan on Air, at Lonzo on Word, at ESPN Upstate, and you can also email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. We are live on location at the BMW Pro-Am Celebrity Golf Tournament at Thornblade in Greer, South Carolina. We're being powered today by Precision Pro Wash. There was an announcer that said something the other day that I found deeply offensive. I think you will as well. I'm going to share it with you next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, live on location at the BMW Pro-Am at Thornblade in Greer, South Carolina. So great to be here with you guys today. We're privileged to be joined by Michael Collins earlier in the show. He is the ESPN golf analyst, used to be a caddy, and shared with us a hilarious story about how he was on a golf course and he was hanging out with Bubba Watson, and he knows all the players. And Bubba Watson had just won the Masters, right? So Bubba Watson had just won the Masters. He's hanging out with Bubba Watson. Bubba Watson went to the restroom. Michael Collins walks up to two golfers playing, and he says, hey, do you mind if I play with you? I got a buddy with me. The golfers said, nah, I'm all right, man. Nah, I'm good. We're good. We don't need to play with you. And then Bubba Watson walks out, joins Michael Collins, and says to the two guys on the golf course, you don't want to play with me? I'm hurt. Really, I'm hurt. And one of the two golf friends looked like he was going to beat his other friend over the head with a golf club, that they had just turned down the right to play with Bubba Watson, the person who had just won the Masters golf tournament. I thought that was a hell of a story.
See, one of the coolest things that I thought, he said he started out as a stand-up comedian, and how he got into golf, I thought that was a really good story too. And now look at him. He's on ESPN, and he's one of those guys, when he pops up on ESPN, you're watching because you know it's going to be interesting and you know it's going to be funny.
The guy gets me to watch golf, and almost nobody can get me to watch golf. So it's fascinating to me, man.
And if you see him on TV, he's exactly the same way in person.
He is, and he was totally nice and totally friendly and totally
the best part. The best part is he looked at our Comrex unit. He said, "I got a unit like that." He reached over and turned his own volume a certain way and turned his return. You didn't see him do it.
No.
He reached over and he turned everything and set his stuff up exactly the way he liked it.
Wow! Okay, that's cool. Well, so he knows more than I do.
Yes, he does.
I'm terrified of this machine.
He does.
Got in front of me.
He reached right over there and was like, okay, yeah.
Absolutely terrified of this machine. So I don't know if you heard this yesterday, guys, but Ronald Acuna Jr. was stepping up to the plate for the Atlanta Braves. And Pittsburgh's announcing team was just started going down a really unnecessary path with the look of Ronald Acuna Jr. And it was just weird, and it was awkward, and it was painful. And I want to play it for you, and I'd like to get your thoughts. Here's what it sounded like, Braves against the Pirates the other day.
Oh. I'm on the elbow.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, you know, with the young player just doing all that stuff and all the jewelry and all the stuff, back in the day, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but...
Or that was done on purpose. Hard to believe it was done on purpose.
No, I'm not suggesting that. That's why I qualified it back in the day.
Yeah. What is that? What were they even saying? You know, that guy with all the stuff, the only thing Acuna was doing, and I don't know if you didn't see this, I'd like to describe it to you, because Acuna just had a bunch of chains around his neck. And so what the Pirates announcer was saying, that back in the day you would have hit a guy for having chains, right? For wearing jewelry at the plate, you would hit a guy. You know, this right now in baseball, we are in the middle of a war between the old guard and the new guard, and it's why Major League Baseball has a campaign out right now that's called Let the Kids Play, right? And it's just it's a message to the old guard to back off, have fun. The people in the Major League Baseball offices, for the first time in a long time, they get it. They understand. They know what's going on. They know that it's becoming a sport that's disenfranchising itself from the younger crowd, and is you know, it's becoming an increasingly older sport. And just like what we've seen with newspapers, it will be deceased unless you start connecting with some younger fans.
You know what? I don't want to be the old man here, but I am the old man here. And you know, how much bling is too much? I know it's up to the individual person, really. And the fact that part of his uniform is open, I mean, if his uniform's closed and he's got a couple chains, that's one thing. But I thought he had way too much, and I can see where they had a problem with it. You would think that that would, like, get in the way of what he's trying to do,
what
too.
What are you talking? It's not for you to say.
I think you can have too much bling. I think it's possible. I do.
Okay, but it's not.
I mean, it's
not
one thing
to
say, look
though,
at me, and it's another thing to have helicopters and planes fly over and see you. That's too much bling. Yeah, way too much.
Okay, but the bottom line is, it's not that's that man's style. If his team has an issue with it, they can take that up with him. If his team doesn't have an issue with it and baseball isn't fighting him for it, it's not up to you as the opposing team to legislate what a player can wear or not wear.
I agree with you, but and the announcer's job is to paint a picture. And the picture he painted a pretty good picture of it. No, he doesn't agree with it, but what's he supposed to say? Should he not mention that at all? I mean, it bothers him. We've listened to baseball announcers. They're pretty boring.
Sure.
So you've got to do some things to throw something in there. And, I mean, he was painting the picture. I don't agree with the picture. I think you should be – if your team allows you to do it, I think you should be able to do it. But there was take 2-3 of those chains off. You didn't need that much.
Well, I'll tell you what. The New York Yankees have a policy where you can't have long hair and you can't
have
a beard.
Right.
You can't have a beard. And in order to play for that storied franchise, you have to be willing to make the exception. The best starting pitcher that hasn't yet been signed is former Houston Astro Dallas Keuchel. He was recently asked would he consider shaving his beard to play for the Yankees, cutting his hair, shaving his beard, and he said, yes, I absolutely would. Somewhat of a surprise. You know, I'm watching this guy at the plate. I'm digging the chains. I'm digging the look. I'm thinking, man, this is one of the up-and-coming stars in Major League Baseball, and he looks the part and he's dressing the part, and it was almost an homage to Deion Primetime Sanders and the way that he strolled up with all the chains.
No,
back
see,
in the
that's
day.
Exactly who I thought of, and that was too much. I'm just saying that's too much.
Yeah, but what is that? Does that mean you deserve to get hit?
No, we know you're rich. Everybody out there is rich.
Okay,
you're saying no. You kind of are saying, hit me. That's kind of what you're saying when you do that.
Listen. I come from the belief that if you got it, flaunt it, right? And Deion Sanders had it. Deion Sanders can wear whatever Deion Sanders wants to wear, and in no way, shape, or form does that you know, this announcer saying they would hit guys because they wore jewelry. I mean, why are you going to get hit because you're wearing jewelry? How does it even make sense, Lonzo? I think that you're cocky because you're wearing four chains, so I'm going to hit you with a baseball. How does that make any sense at all? I mean, rationalize that.
Why does it have to make sense?
It doesn't make sense. It's part of the stupid, idiotic baseball unwritten rules.
Hey, I blew those things up yesterday, so you know I'm not happy with those. But
that have existed.
But they all know about it, though. We don't get it, but they get it.
And have tormented the sport for a number of years, and I'm tired of it. Hey, this also was going on, and I thought this was interesting. Check this out. A disc jockey, which is not all that dissimilar from what you and I do, Lonzo. A disc jockey at a Kentucky high school's project graduation was arrested Sunday after authorities say he was drunk at the event. An arrest citation says Dennis Ray Rhodes of Loveland, Ohio. Those people from Ohio, man. He was charged with drug and alcohol-related crimes during the event at Oldham County High School. The Oldham County Sheriff's Office said it received several complaints from bystanders accusing Rhodes of being intoxicated around hundreds of students. Project Graduation is a program which provides adult-supervised alcohol-free activities after students graduate. If there was ever a time not to be drinking. I mean, he shows up drunk to the event that is, you know, the do's and don'ts of alcohol, basically.
Did they say how they knew he was drunk? Was he playing Inya or something in the middle
Deputies
of the party?
Say he was slurring his speech, staggering, and smelled strongly of alcohol. Smelled strongly of alcohol.
That sounds like a certain hallway in our building to me. I'm just saying.
Does it really? What hallway is that?
I'm not saying. It's not the talk hallway. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I need to be introduced to that hallway. I think
Of course you do.
I think that's a really interesting place.
Lonzo, I have a pretty good guess on which hallway that is.
Yeah, I think we all know which hallway.
Matt Hogan, listen. Matt is leaving us soon because he's going to be working with the Carolina Panthers, and we're incredibly excited for Matt. Matt, you must, because you have a get-out-of-jail-free card, your last day is next week, Matt. Can you shed any more light on what this dirty hallway is inside Intercom Greenville? Where is this?
It's called the dark side. I mean, you know.
Come on, Matt. Ignore Lonzo.
The best I can say is it's a very popular music hallway.
A popular music hallway.
Emphasis on pop.
Hey, don't let him get you in trouble. All right. I mean, here's the thing. We all know about that hallway.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, well,
Some of us don't frequent it, and now you're going to be looking for it.
I'm new, and I don't. Matt, in your heart of hearts, Matt, have you ever been sick from alcohol?
Yes.
You have. Okay. See, admission is the first step toward recovery, Matt. I'm glad that you admitted this on the show today.
You know why he's talking to you about it, because you know
Here's the thing. For me to be at that level that this guy was at this event, and first of all, that would never happen at an event like that with me. But I only throw up if I'm, like, deathly ill. So, like, in my life, whenever I've thrown up, my family's known, we better bring him to the hospital because he's about 5 minutes away from kicking the bucket. I got – Matt, I'll tell you this, brother. I had a drink at a bar in Houston called Rosewater that was called a 75, all right? And they recommended it at the bar, and they said it's a house special.
They saw you coming.
I didn't even look at the menu. And mind you, I'd already had a couple of drinks before this, and I'm like, okay, you know, you're out, you're having a good time, we're getting an Uber, 3 will be good for me for the night. This particular drink had 7 different kinds of alcohols in it, okay? And they feed it to, they serve it to me, they got a big smile on their face, and like 2 hours later, somebody finds me by a bathroom. And I was sick for the entire night. I wanted to sue that place, man. Like, what did they give me? You know?
You got to read the menu before you take somebody to court.
Yeah, well, I got to read the menu, Matt. That's exactly right, man. And I didn't read the menu, and I'm at fault. And I was the one who was the idiot, the village idiot that particular day. But I'm telling you, man. I mean, sometimes you have a drink, you don't know exactly all that they put in it, man, and you get yourself in trouble. What happened to you, Matt?
Well, I went to USC, and in Five Points, which is like their big bar area, they have a drink at my favorite bar. That's called an Everclear pitcher, and it's basically just...
Oh, wait a minute. A pitcher of Everclear?
Well, it's mixed with Sprite and some other blue stuff, but I would have one of those most weekends, but sometimes I'd do two or three, and that's when things would get a little out of hand.
A little blurry.
Yeah.
A little blurry, huh? A little blurry. Okay.
See,
okay.
I was the guy who got to drive people like you guys around. I was a designated
and
driver.
And we appreciate your service.
Thank you. Yes.
And here's the thing.
All my
friends have better cars than I did, and they would all let me drive their car when they would go out drinking. And I saw them get drunk and puking, throwing up, and I finally stopped because they kept trying to start fights. Everywhere we would go, they would point at the biggest guy in the building. They talked to him and point to me and say that I said I could kick their butt. And they just kept doing it. And then the last one, the guy finally come up to me and said, "Do you think you could do that?" I was like, "Yeah, I know I can." And he just smiled and walked away, and I said, "That's it, I'm done. I can't do this anymore."
Did anyone ever throw up in the cars you were driving, Lonzo?
It wasn't my car, so I didn't care. But yes, it happened.
Do you know that? A few weeks ago, I took a trip down to Houston. I get in at like midnight back here, and I'm taking an Uber home, and I'm asking the Uber driver for the best if he had any stories he wanted to share from his experiences. I'm like, "Look, man, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be the passenger that gives you a great story tonight, but I'd like to hear your great stories." And he had said 2 weeks prior. That and Lonzo, you'll note that I'm not in studio and that I'm at a prestigious golf club because I'm cleaning this up a little bit. So he said a couple weeks prior, he had a couple that attempted to be intimate in the back of his car while he was transporting them. And he stopped the car and it kicked them out in the middle of the road, you know? And I said, "Man, they could have sued you for that." I mean, because it was at nighttime. Yes. I said, "In theory, you're endangering him." He said, "Man, they're endangering me, and you are not about to do that up in my vehicle," you know? So, I mean, listen, crazy things happen in an Uber, man. Crazy things happen in an Uber. And crazy things happen, especially when Will Muschamp is involved in what appeared to be a hilarious coincidence that I will share with you next. We are live on location at the BMW Pro-Am Celebrity Golf Tournament, powered by Precision Pro Wash. Right here at Turnblade in Greer, South Carolina, you're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, broadcasting live from the BMW Pro-Am Charity Golf Tournament at Thornblade in Greer, South Carolina. So great to be here. So much fun. What a picturesque day and just an absolutely beautiful club. You know, you're walking around in here, the clubhouse. I don't know, what is that made of in there? It's made of stuff I can't afford, right?
Exactly.
And it's absolutely gorgeous. You're walking around. It just has kind of a surreal kind of vibe and feel to it. It's really kind of angelic out here today.
It's how things used to be built a long time ago, and you see it in movies, and it's picturesque, but you never actually get to go in it, and we're in it, and it's really cool.
It is fantastic, and the folks here have been outstanding to us. We're powered out here today by Precision Pro Wash. Very appreciative of them and everything that they've done to bring us out here. It's fun. Lonzo, I like to get you out of the house, man. We don't get to do that very often. But whenever we're able to get you out of the house, it's a lot of fun. And what do you think, man? I mean, what your overall impression of Thornblade? Now, I know that you walked in.
I was going to say, I saw more of it than you did. So, yeah, I mean.
I know that you had a little bit of a stressful time getting here before show began.
You know, listen, on the way back, because I'm going to have to walk the same distance back that I walked in here.
Sure.
I'll be able to take my time and look around a little bit more. Yeah, I was pressed for time coming in, and I was hitting some major strides to get up here, especially when I went the wrong way. But, no, this place is beautiful. And like I said, I went all the way up another road, so I got to see even more by doing that and watching all the golfers and everything. And it's one of these things, though, while you're out there, while the golfers are out there, you feel like your footfalls are too loud. You know, everything's real quiet. And it's like, well, man, am I really walking that heavy?
And honestly, kind of an observation that I have
it feels like I'm being way too loud up here.
Yeah.
It really does. It's like I feel like I'm kind of a loud, somewhat brash host.
Kind of.
And I feel – yeah, kind of. And I feel like I'm almost at like a formal Christmas party, and I've got to kind of like tone it down a little bit library style because, you know, you don't want to be the non-classy guy at the classy event, right? We're at a classy event here today, Lonzo. I mean, this is a heck of a good time.
We know we're at a classy place. I put my hair up.
You did. The man bun is alive and
it's
well
not a
here.
Bun. It's not a bun.
He's alive and well here at the BMW Pro Am. I thought this was really, really interesting, and quite a coincidence. So, you know, the other day, a South Carolina administration was tweeting out that you know, Will Muschamp is out promoting the Belk Bowl in Charlotte today. And the tremendous irony of that is that Will Muschamp...
He's never been there, has he?
He's never been to the Belk Bowl. That we can confirm. They were scheduled to be there, but we can confirm reports that no South Carolina Gamecocks showed up to the Belk Bowl. So imagine for yourself, imagine a moment where you were stuck having to either to promote something or do a presentation on something that was a horrible experience for you. Okay? Has there ever been a situation like that for you in your life? Has there ever been a particular spot or situation where that happened to you? Because that's the exact situation that Will Muschamp found himself in. See, the Belk College kickoff this year features South Carolina and North Carolina, and that's what he's there to promote, but they're calling it the Belk Bowl. He was just in the Belk Bowl, and the Belk Bowl, my professional opinion, may well have been one of Will Muschamp's worst football experiences of his life. So, yes, South Carolina, tweet out that Will Muschamp is promoting the Belk Bowl, a bowl that you have never been to before, despite the fact that your fans bought tickets to. You've never appeared in that particular bowl. They scored as many points against Virginia as you and I did, Lonzo.
Yes, they did.
So I'm not convinced they were there. And sometimes sports really has a sense of humor in the way that they do things. And Will Muschamp, you know, the closest thing I can think of in our industry to this would be having to coach up and mentor somebody that was going to take your job. You know, being coaching up and mentoring, like any sort of presentation or instruction that you would have to give for something that would be a horrible experience for you. That's what Will Muschamp just had to go through in Charlotte.
And wouldn't you have hated to have been that guy who had to go tell him, hey, we kind of need you to do this. I don't know. Muschamp seems like a guy that would throw stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, no, he does. Yeah. He does. We've asked the question before, who would you rather have a beer with, Dabo Swinney or Will Muschamp? And I think I said Dabo, and I think you said Will. Is that correct?
No.
You didn't say?
I don't believe so. And I wouldn't have a beer with anybody because I don't drink, but I'd drink a glass of milk with Dabo.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Dabo, if you're listening, there's a standing offer there for you. Lonzo would like a...
Oh, he's listening. He knows.
A glass of milk with you. He would like that. He would enjoy that. He would enjoy that very much.
I like mine chocolate, Dabo.
Oh, do you really?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yeah, regular white milk I don't like.
That is.
You seem like a strawberry milk kind of guy.
I don't know what that means, Lonzo, but yeah, strawberry milk isn't bad. Yeah, I'm not sure what that means. I'm a frozen drink kind of guy too. All right, I like my yoga. I watch The Bachelor and I drink frozen drinks. All right, so what are you trying to say?
You know, my wife and daughter were watching The Bachelorette the other night, and I'm like, you know what? Mark Ryan is somewhere watching this right now.
I was. It was. It's a confession that I don't appreciate you making me make here on the show today. I'm none too pleased that you're making me do this, man. I'm really, really none too pleased about that. All right, we're live on location at the BMW Pro-Am Celebrity Golf Tournament here at Thornblade, Greer, South Carolina, powered by Precision Pro Wash. It has been an incredibly fun show. We have a really fun best thing we heard today coming your way a little bit later in the broadcast. And last night we had Golden State falling to Toronto, 2-1 down in the NBA Finals. Really fascinating stuff today. Vegas has this as a complete push right now. in terms of who's going to win the finals. Toronto leads it 2-1. Vegas says we have no idea. It's a coin flip. I've posted the poll on our Twitter feed, ESPN at ESPN Upstate, and it's 51-49% Warriors right now. So despite being down 2-1, a very, very slight majority feel like the Warriors are still going to win this thing. And the owner of the Warriors, Joe Lacob, believes that that Kevin Durant will in fact play in this series. I would like right now to do an injury report brought to you by the Blue Ridge Law Firm, attorneys you can trust, your blue-collar attorneys. And, it's really interesting to consider what's going to happen right now with Klay Thompson. Klay wanted to play in Game 3. They wouldn't allow him to play in Game 3. And I think many people are making a viable point about the Warriors when they're saying, well, Steph still had two All-Stars on the court with him last night. Why couldn't he get the win? Still had two All-Stars. DeMarcus Cousins was playing, right? Draymond Green was playing, right? Both of those guys were playing last night, two All-Stars. And they weren't close to the Toronto Raptors. Who is Toronto's second All-Star, mind you? Who is their second All-Star? Anyone? Fry? Bueller? They've got Kawhi, who's great, but really what they have is a bunch of guys playing as a cohesive unit. Last night in Game 3, all five Toronto Raptors starters not only shot 50% or better, but all five scored 17 points or more in the basketball game. All five. 106 out of the team's 123 points were scored by the starters, which is incredible and completely unheard of. The starters yesterday absolutely positively owned the Golden State Warriors. So I think right now, and this to me as we sit here today is what's interesting about the NBA Finals, is that we were having the debate yesterday, would this finals be asterisked if Toronto wins it? I think you can remove the asterisk if Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson come back after this. But if neither can play, you could take the two best players off any team in the league and nobody would win the NBA championship. One guy is that important in the NBA. But, man, I mean, it's wide open right now. You're left guessing the health of Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. Let's say Toronto hypothetically wins this next game tomorrow night. Let's say they win tomorrow night, Lonzo. They go up 3-1. And let's say Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant still aren't ready to go tomorrow night, and Toronto wins that one as well. They go up 3-1. Then Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson come back for Game 5, which will be in Toronto. I think Toronto wins that game with everybody playing because it's going to take them some time to get the wheels greased again, so to speak. I really, really do. I don't know if you just plug Klay and Durant back in. I mean, Durant by this point has missed 3+ weeks of time. I don't know if in a must-win situation you can throw all those guys back on the court again and expect a positive result.
Well, here's the thing. In Game 1, Toronto, we talked about that crowd. Game 2, the crowd wasn't the same. They go back to Toronto up and only needing to win one game, that crowd's going to be unbelievable. On top of having to deal with those guys coming back from injury, if they go back to Toronto with a chance to win it all, I think they're going to win it all. Because, I mean, wouldn't you want to be in that crowd for that game?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It's the best NBA atmosphere I think I've ever seen in my life, the atmosphere at Toronto right now. And and suddenly, folks, we have a compelling NBA Finals. We didn't think we were going to. Suddenly, we do. I think Golden State must win Game 4, and given what we saw in Game 3, that tells me that Klay Thompson or Kevin Durant must play in Game 4 tomorrow night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, we close the show with the best thing we heard today, and today there's two different clips, both of which are of the adorable variety. We'll share those with you next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, live from the BMW Pro-Am Charity Golf Tournament at Thornblade, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan. What a great time here today at the BMW Pro-Am Charity Golf Classic at Thornblade in Greer, South Carolina, powered by Precision Pro Wash. Amazingly fun and a great view. Going to take some pictures, going to post them for you on social media out here today. Folks, today on The Best Thing We Heard Today, we've got two for you. Both involve dads and their sons. The first one, has this ever happened to you? Ever been on a flight and someone's got their feet either in your back behind you, or in this case, a woman had her feet creeping through the side and a toddler was getting really annoyed that a woman's feet were creeping in through the side and cramping in his style in his seat. Here's that audio of a dad with his son on the plane. Love it. You listen, you do not put your feet through that toddler's chair, okay? In no way, shape, or form. You know what? You know what I think happened there? I think the toddler's so small that the person didn't even think there was anybody in the chair, so they can just put their bare foot on the side, but not to that toddler. Here's another one, a dad having a full-on conversation with his baby son who is doing nothing but babbling, but don't tell that to the father who's having a serious conversation with him.
They need to work on that, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Did you understand it, though?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Huh? Oh, no. Not this one. This is the grand finale of this.
Okay, the last?
Yeah, that's the last one. That's what I was wondering. I don't know what they're going to do next season because they did some stuff this time. Exactly what I was thinking. Oh, yeah. Right. Don't bring that again. You know what I'm saying? Don't do the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think that. Yeah. Yeah. Like, go somewhere else with that, but don't bring it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I said. And then he was like, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, what in the world? But don't do that here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Really? I thought the same thing. We think a lot alike, huh?
Come back.
That's crazy. Right.
In honor of Father's Day, those precious father-son memories, man, absolutely love it. That was a big hit on social media yesterday. Hope it translated on the radio a little bit for you. We'll be right back here tomorrow. We've had a tremendous amount of fun today at the BMW Pro-Am Charity Golf Classic. Some big-name interviews coming your way tomorrow.